CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
There's puddles on the 303 like a ramp. Great. What did you say was all along the 303? Puddles of water. Like a ramp. Oh, yeah. It probably did. Right at my house. At least not that I know of. Might have been a bit overnight, but it didn't seem wet this morning. Yeah, everything was moist when I got up this morning, but the sidewalks were dry, so it might have sprinkled in my neighborhood, but I didn't see or hear it. I saw you getting Discord with Josh last night, right after I got off Discord, and was like, I'm not turning anything back on. There's only a minute for 10 minutes. The thing on Saturday is 10 to 2. University Cup's there at 7. It's open at 7 until go over there after that. Yeah, that was my thought. So it is this Saturday, not next Saturday. His text message says next Saturday, which to me means next Saturday. Yeah, see, that's how I was translating it too, but then they're like, remember, it's this week, but then all of a sudden, you know, next Saturday. I guess I need to get the date out of him, what day it is. Well, according to my GPS on my phone, I'm doing donuts in the middle of the road, all the way down the road. Doing some gymkhana over there, huh? Yeah, that's what Google Maps thinks I'm doing.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3.
Good afternoon, stateside. Is the repeater in use?
CMN Network, 220.
Afternoon, stateside. UK station calling in via Echo Link. Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo. Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo. UK station calling.
WB9YPA Mobile. Yeah, good chilly afternoon, Mike. And 9YOU. Brian, good afternoon to you too. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, that's actually a chilly day now. Yeah, what's really cool is next Tuesday. That'll be wonderful. 17 degrees. And snow. Yeah, I don't know how much we can expect, but who knows? It could be, that's right. I didn't see how many inches of snow, but yeah, you're right. And it was snowing today up in Granger. Yeah, I was doing that when I got off work too, and yeah, it's like I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do. It rained a little bit, snowed a little bit, sleet a little bit. Couldn't make its mind up. Yeah, I think it was on the hairy edge it was like hanging around 32 degrees, I think. Yeah, I think so. Right at that transition. And that's where things can really get dangerous, you know, and you don't know whether you don't know whether you've got black ice you're driving on or what.
Oh, yeah, that's always fun.
Been there, done that. Yeah, I remember... I slid off of a road, a country county road out in the middle of 150 miles away from here. I crashed a Chevy S10 pickup truck into a tree because I couldn't steer that truck. It wouldn't go where I wanted it to go. And it was a dirt road and it froze over with ice, and it was fine up until I crested the top of the hill. And then I knew when I crested the top of that hill, I'm like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. I'm like, okay, I'm going in, and crashed into that tree.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, tore it up. I drove it home. Like that. The hood was all buckled up and people were laughing. They saw my truck, you know, but I limped it home. And I was fortunate it didn't punch a hole in the radiator or, you know, open it up. So the only problem I had was the fan blade was actually hitting up against the radiator. But I didn't let it run long enough for it to damage it. It didn't actually cut through the core. So I went and grabbed a hold of, I popped the hood open after it was all buckled up. It was jammed shut. I grabbed a hold of that hood. I was able to yank it open, and then I grabbed a hold of the core support and I pulled on it the best I could, and just that was enough to make the clearance, and I drove it home.
Wow, that is something.
Yeah, and I was fortunate. I thought, you know, maybe a county mountie or somebody would see me driving it like that, and they probably would have stopped me. I don't know.
CMN Network, MI3.
Headlights, headlights were broke. I mean, everything was busted out. It was comical.
Yeah, it is surprising no cops were around.
It was through the day, you know, so I got home before the sun went down.
All righty.
Yeah, so what do you think of the weather? Isn't this neat? Yeah. But I think eventually it's going to straighten out. I think by probably by July, maybe late July or August, I think we'll have a few nice days in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, and it doesn't pay to own a motorcycle. Why would I want to buy another motorcycle? I mean, when you can only ride it maybe a couple months of the year, or maybe 3 months if you're at best. Okay, I'm here at Carby's. Hey, I'll see you. N9YOU, this is WB9YPA, and thanks for the call.
Hi, Mike, you're welcome. And we will talk to you later then. Just warming up my leftovers.
WB9YPA, 9YOU.
Alpha, Charlie Niner, X-ray November, calling Kilo, Echo, Niner, Alpha, Zulu, Quebec, copy.
MI3 Network.
Roger, Roger, Jack, I can hear you. A little staticky, but I can hear you, over. Kilo, Echo, Niner, Alpha, Zulu, Quebec, this is Alpha, Charlie, Niner, X-ray, November calling. Okay, Jack, I'm picking you up. A little staticky. But I can, you're not a little egg fry, but okay, other than that, I can pick you up, over.
Yeah, I got you too, George. We're having these questions, it's working pretty good.
Considering the distance involved, I would say it's working real good. Net starts in about 9 minutes or so. I'm going to go over to Blue Island for the Skywarn, and I'll check in later on, over. Alpha Charlie 9, X-ray November. I'll be clear.
This is KE9AWP. Don't you threaten me with a good time.
Hey, she's mine. N9OKA.
Okay, it works.
CQ, CQ, CQ. Good evening. This is AC9HO. My name is Kirk, and I am calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net into session. I am located just south of the LaPorte, and I will be in net control for this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency, and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. And to all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. The club call signs are K9JSI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146.970 W9LY, this repeater, VHF, FM, analog, and now All-Star connected. And that is also connected to the DMR talk group 31146, which is the Talk Group. This repeater is located at the corner of Schultz Road and Highway 35 North on the 160-foot concrete tower. Then we have the 146.610 K9JSI VHF FM analog located at the new location at the corner of Johnson Road and 500 West across from the Summit Farm. And last but not least, we have the 441.950 W9LY UHF FM analog C4FM digital and WiresX connected, also located on the tower at Schultz Road and 35 North. And yes, WiresX is now working. So that repeater is back to normal operation. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146970 repeater, negative 600 offset with a PL tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater, 146.610 negative offset with a PL tone of 131.8, and await instructions from Net Control. If you'd like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website lpcarc.org. And if you're interested in seeing the check-ins live during the net, then sign in to ham.live and look for LPCARC Information Net. We use this logger to log the check-ins, and there is a live text chat for everyone to use as well. With the live text chat, it's almost like having two nets at the same time. All we ask is that you check into the net via the radio, since getting radio active is the point of having the net. Ham.live is a browser-based program for net logging and works on all computers. Turning my microphone, or phones that have a browser. There is a video on the website to help set up an account. If you need assistance, you can ask on the net, and we can try to help. Look forward to seeing you on ham.live. For the check-in portion of the net, I will ask for club officer check-ins first, followed by short-timer mobile stations. Then I will go through the ham.live list as I have it at that time. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking anybody that's wishing to sell, trade, donate, or looking for amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, your name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I'll ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net can be any topic or question, or even just the radio and antenna you're currently operating, or just a radio check if you want to know how your radio is doing into the repeater. If you wish to make additional comments or connect to another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. Sorry, trying to get my ducks in a row here. All right, I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Current club officers, please call now.
K9DJP.
Who's that? Who is that? Man, I haven't heard you on a Wednesday night net in quite some time. Rich, club president. Rich, do you have anything for the net tonight?
So my Wednesdays are now freeing up so I can get back on the net again. But I didn't get a chance last week to thank everybody for their participation and support during our HamFest. I thought we had a very good turnout. I thought our volunteers stepped up in a big way to help them make it a success. As well as those that had, maybe they couldn't attend or they were unable to volunteer on site, but they were able to spread the word around. That was just as important as well. So I just want to extend my gratitude towards everybody for making another HamFest for our club, another memorable one. So thank you very much, everybody, for that. And that's all I have, Kurt.
Okay, very good, Rich. Now I have to ask, are you talking on that little radio in a box that you got at the HamFest?
No, actually, I have that in my I have that in my vehicle, so I've been I have it hooked up to my external antenna, and I travel around with that just to see how it does.
Okay, very good, very good. I was wondering because you're hitting me pretty darn strong, so even though we are like a stone's throw away, but and don't fret. You did tell everybody thank you last week because I read your Facebook post on the net, so you are welcome.
Well, thank you very much for that as well. Okay, look forward to the rest of the net.
All right, well then we'll get moving here. Rich, thank you for checking in. Have a good evening, good rest of your week. Any other current club officers, please call now. Okay, hearing nothing, are there any mobile or short-time stations? Mobile or short-time stations, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
November 9, Victor Foxtrot, Oscar, Russ in Porter County.
Well, good evening, Mr. Russ. Haven't heard you in quite some time. How are things, and do you have anything for the net?
Nope, I'm not mobile. I'm short time. Now, just want to say hi to everybody. I know it's been a while, but things are slowing down a little, so thanks for picking me up.
All right, Russ. Well, thank you for checking in, and yeah, I totally get it. Life gets in the way sometimes, so in a good way. It's always in a good way. Well, hopefully. All right, Russ. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Any other mobile or short-time stations, please call now.
KC9HCR, Bob, LaPorte.
Okay, acknowledging KC9HCR, Bob, do you have anything for the net?
Nope, nothing. I'm a very short time.
All right, well, thank you very much for taking the time. Have yourself a good evening, a good rest of your week, and thank you for checking in. One more call for mobile or short-time stations. Please call now.
Alpha Delta 9, Echo Alpha, Porter County, short-time.
AD9EA, Keith. Do you have anything for the net?
Going to be short time because I was on a while last night. Just want to throw out condolences to those who had a rough time last night. Rob in particular. Anyway, that's it. I'll be around for a little bit listening. 7-3, that's it.
Okay, very good. Well, sorry to hear that about Rob. I assume you're talking about W9, was it PRK, I think it is?
Correct.
Okay, very good. Well, I don't know the story, and that's okay. I'll learn eventually if it's something he's willing to share. So thanks for the heads up, and if you talk to him before we do, I'm sure everybody on this side of the county wishes him the best, and hopefully everything starts going better for him here soon. That storm definitely was not nice in many areas, so it's sorry to hear that he's managing that not as well as some of us. So, all right, Keith, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Any other? We'll do one more call. Good call. Mobile or short-time stations, please call now.
WSLD 688, Michigan City Base, checking in.
I didn't recognize that call. That sounded like a GMRS call. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct. Over.
Do you have a amateur radio call by chance?
I just got my license about a month ago. Anyway, this is the first time I'm broadcasting, over.
Okay. This isn't a GMRS frequency. This is an amateur radio frequency. Do you have an amateur radio call? I know some people have both, you know, GMRS and amateur radio.
Only GMRS. Over.
Okay, very good. Unfortunately, that license doesn't give you the ability to be on this frequency. Not a big deal. Just you'll have to get your amateur radio call sign in order to talk on amateur radio frequencies. So, I didn't get your name. You sound familiar. Is this Tom?
Yes, it is, sir.
Okay, Tom. Okay, yeah. I programmed that radio for you, but unfortunately, until you get your amateur radio license, all you can do is listen to those frequencies that I programmed for you. The GMRS doesn't give you the access to these frequencies, so we'll have to get you in for testing, that's for sure.
Is this Kurt?
Yes. Yes, this is Kurt. This is Kurt. So I programmed that radio for you, and unfortunately we're breaking a few rules here, but that's okay. I don't want to push you away too hard, but I just want to let you know that you can't talk on the 14697 or the 14661 until you get until you pass your at least your technician's license for amateur radio.
All right, Kurt, I'll get back with you on that, and I will pursue. Thank you. I'm out of here. Bye.
Okay, Tom. Just to let you know, though, that radio sounds really good. So, yeah, we'll have to get connected, and we'll figure out how to get you into some testing there, and I'll point you in the right direction. But thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. We will go to the ham.live list as I currently have it, which we've got quite a few on here. First on the list is N9ROM. Bob, do you have anything for the net?
Well, good evening, everybody. It's Bob, N9ROM, on the AT in La Porte. Nothing for the net. Just nice to see a big response out there today. That's good. And everything else, so I'll hand it back to you, N9ROM.
Okay, Bob, very good. Yeah, sounded good on the HD today, so thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. Yeah, so far we got 9 check-ins. That's not too bad. Haven't even got to the general check-in part yet. KD9PYT, Rob, do you have anything for the net?
KD9PYT, Robin Walkerton. Boy, survived that storm last night. Our power was off from like 1 this morning until about 3 this afternoon, but it is back on. I was hoping to give a shot with, I have a Yaesu hand talkie. I was trying to use it last night, and while I was receiving fine from the repeater, it didn't seem to be sending fine. I was wondering if I could do a test right now. Back to you, Kurt.
Of course. We would love it if you did. I'll stand by. Aye. Aye. Yeah, that's noisy. It's really noisy. Couldn't even understand what you were saying.
Well, that might explain the problem. Maybe that's an antenna issue, I suppose. okay, well, at least I'm getting out, maybe I'll find a more of a whip antenna or something that'll work better. Okay, well, I must have it programmed right for the PL and tone, so thanks for the feedback.
Yeah, sure, no problem, Rob. Yeah, you're really noisy, and you're quite quite a ways away from the repeater being a Walkerton there, so that's not surprising if you're using a rubber duck. I highly recommend Signal Stick. Go to signalstuff.com, I think it is. They're only like $20, and they guarantee them for life, pretty much. And they're really, really good. They receive well, and they transmit well, and I think that will help you a lot for the distance you are. Because like I said, you're pretty far away for an HT.
Okay, I appreciate the feedback there. Going out and looking for that now. Back to you, Net Control, K9PYT.
All right, Rob. Yeah, when you get that antenna in the mail, they're usually pretty quick. When we get that, we'll give her another shot and see how it works. Even with that, it could be a problem from Walkerton, because like I said, you're pretty far away. So, all right, Rob, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have KE9EWP. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
KE9EWP, Mike Warner here, just checking in.
Okay, Mike, sounding good on that HD there. Might want to get a little closer to the mic because you're quite a bit quieter than everybody else. But I heard you, but I'm also wearing headphones. So if I was mobile, it might be a problem. But wearing headphones sitting in the house, not a problem at all. Do you want to give it another try?
Copy that. Up to putting that first attempt on bad hand position. How am I coming through now?
Oh, we'll take that. We'll take that all day long. Sounds really good. Okay, Mike. Thank you for checking in. Make sure I got it here. Okay. I didn't want to double with you. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have KD9HAY. Hayden, do you have anything for the net?
KD9HAY. No, not too much for the net. Sorry I wasn't able to make it to the Hamfest. I had quite a few things come up in the last couple of days. Had some family end up in the hospital, and I got sick. But glad it went over well, and I hope everyone had a good time. I'm glad it was successful. But other than that, I can't think of anything else, so we'll send it back to Net Control, KD9AJY.
Okay, Hayden, sounding really good coming through that All-Star there. Yeah, well, at least you thought about us. Thank you for that. And glad you're feeling better now. And that's the way it happens sometimes. I mean, look, last year my wife gets in an accident, so that pulled me away for half a day or so. Yeah, it just happens. Life happens. Hayden, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And last but not least on this list currently is KD9PBR. Steve, do you have anything for the net?
No, I'll say I'm sorry I missed the Hamfest too. I had to work, so couldn't make it. But I did, we started a ham group at Amazon. We call it Amazon. And so I advertised it there. So hopefully the guys showed up from the Amazon group. So that's anyways, I put the flyer up on the Slack page that we have. I hope it went well, and just seeing everyone.
That made me chuckle, Steve. Amazon, that's great. Thank you for advertising, for sure. Anybody, anytime during Hamfest time, if you want to get on the web page and print out a flyer and post it wherever you can. Just helps promote, so that's awesome. Thank you, Steve, for that. And that's great. Amazon, that's a good one. Oh, well, that definitely gives you an out for not being there. All right, Steve, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. And then we got another one in as we're talking to Steve. KD9VUV. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. KD9VUV. I was just wondering if you could tell if you can have your Mother Nature make up her mind what she wants to do. I don't mind the hot or the cold. Just pick one and stick with it for a while. That's all I have. Thank you. This is KB9VUV back in that control.
Oh, Brian, you nailed that on the head. I mean, my God. Tornadoes, thunderstorms, almost 70 degrees at 8 o'clock at night. I mean, and now today it's what? I got 36 and snowing. Well, it's not snow. I can't see outside. But yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, Mother Nature is definitely bipolar this year, for sure. But Brian, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, a good rest of your week. And hopefully Mother Nature start chilling out here soon. All right. That completes the ham.live list as I have it. I thought I had 9 on there, but I didn't. I just didn't mark everybody off. But we still got 9 check-ins so far. So now we will go to general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Net Control. Net Control, please log Alpha, Charlie, Niner, X-Ray, November, George, Highland, Indiana. No traffic.
CMN Network.
All right, I guess we'll stop at George there. AC9XN, George, I know you said no traffic, but you know how it works. Do you have anything for the net, George?
Alpha Charlie Niner Hotel Oscar, and the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club. This is Alpha Charlie Niner, X-Ray November from Highland, Indiana. A very good evening to you, Kurt, and everyone participating in the net tonight. The Hamfest was absolutely fabulous, as usual, and of course, the only problem is I have to look forward to February of 2027 for next year's fest. So sounding good tonight. And my old buddy Jack, Kilo Echo Niner Alpha Zulu Quebec, is listening from his new antenna in Winnemac, Indiana. So hopefully he'll check in. But thanks for doing the net, and thanks for taking my call. This is Alpha Charlie Niner, X-Ray November, George, from Highland, Indiana. Back to you there, big guy, 7-3.
All right, George. Always fun having you check in. A little noisy tonight compared to normal, but it's probably Mother Nature playing a part in that. But, hey, yeah, wait until 2027, but don't forget, July 18th of 2026, we're doing the tailgate swap meet at the tower site, if you're interested. Going to be another get-together, and it's only $5 a car. So bring your buddy, and it's only $5. You guys can split it. So July 18th, we're going to be advertising that from this point on until the day of. So, yep, July 18th, tailgate swap meet. All right, George, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Anybody else? Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call.
Net Control, running IW9DLP with PS Canicide.
AC9TY.
This is Kilo Charlie Zero, Foxtrot November Echo, Mike in Mishawaka.
This is the Niner Hotel Tango, 89HT, Jason, North Liberty.
This is November 9, Oscar Kilo Alpha, Mike LaPorte with traffic.
This is November 9, Yankee Oscar Uniform, Brian, South End.
Net Control, check in, Kilo Alpha Niner Delta Lima Mike, K89DLM, Keith,
Wheeler area, no traffic.
Well, I heard of this is, but then that was it. Okay, I'll mention the list that I have currently, which is a significant list. I got W9DLP and KB9BSK once I finally typed it in right, so I got some errors there. Then I got 89GY, KC0FNE, 89HT, N9OKA, N9YOU, and KA9DLM. If I did not call your call sign, please try again. Okay, hearing nothing, we'll go to the top of the list. W9DLP, Dave, do you have anything for the net?
Hold on a second.
Oh, I didn't mean to choke you.
I'd like to thank everybody for Saturday who helped out on the siren test. Much appreciated. Good job, guys. And other than this, about this weather, got the new tower here, so got the old one off the roof. Thanks. I got a power guy out here. So other than that, no travel for the next. Thanks, Kurt, for running.
Okay, Dave, I didn't mean to choke you up there, but I doubled with you when I said that first time. But, yeah, had a decent turnout for the siren test. Hopefully that improves here moving forward with the weather getting nicer and everything. But, yeah, this weather is crazy. There was something I wanted to ask you, since you were listening last week and gave me a check on my audio, I'm using my Pro 7, but I played with my equalizer. Does it sound a little bit better, not so deep?
No, it sounds real good. It's quote-unquote loud, which is good. And it's also got a full frequency response range. Your highs are coming through real nice, and it's not bassy or anything. I would say it's good communication-style audio.
Comment. Okay, thank you for that. And I did turn it down. I was up to about 75. I'm about 60 now. We'll come to you here next, Mike, even though you're not next on the list, but that's okay. Real quick, Dave, did that change a lot?
Either setting is good with me. I like it loud because of background noise and stuff like that. 70 would have been good, but if you're comfortable with 60, I'm sure everybody else would be too.
Split the difference at 65. All right, Dave, thank you for that. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. N9OKA, go ahead with your comment.
Okay, Kirk, yeah, you sound good. So far, I haven't had to put my boots on there. What do you think?
What do you mean by, I don't think I get the putting the boots on reference.
You know, wonder if you were deep or not.
I got you. Well, I was playing my EQ because I had the bass set too high last week. Well, probably every week. It's the first time I actually messed with the EQ and listened to myself on All-Star. So I think I got it better now. Go ahead with your, since we got you on here, Mike, go ahead with your traffic.
I got an article I was going to read.
Okay, let's wait until I get through the list, and then I'll come back to you, okay?
No problem. N9OKA.
All right, thank you, sir. Next on the list, we have 89GY. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, hello, how's it going? Thoughts and prayers for all the people who had problems with all the storms back in Indiana in the spring, ain't it great? Everything else is going okay, I guess, here. And, by the way, the Cabin Fever Ham Fest, that was good. That's the first time I ever went to one, so that was good. Other than that, everything's rolling along here. Thank you. 89GY.
Okay, Mike, very good. Yeah, you're not the first one to say that, that it was their first AmFest, so that's really cool. I like to hear that when everybody enjoyed themselves at their first AmFest. So I know I enjoy myself every time, but I'm behind the counter, so I get to meet everybody and talk to everybody face-to-face. That's what I enjoy. So, Mike, thank you for checking in. You made it into the repeater tonight. Not as good sounding as you are. I'm 6'1", but you're getting in there. A little bit of noise, but you're getting in there. And it's just weird. These repeaters are pretty close together, but you sound so much better on the 6'1". It's amazing. But and in height, they're about the same. They're only, there might be a couple hundred feet difference, but still, shouldn't be that big a difference. Anyway. I digress. Mike, thank you for checking in. Have a good evening. Good rest of your week. Next on the list is yet another Mike, KC0FNE. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
KC0FNE. Good evening, sir. Good evening for the net. No, I just hope everybody survived the storm without any damage. We had probably 50-mile-an-hour straight-line winds on the second go-around, and probably 3 or 4 inches of rain, but it wasn't too bad. wasn't as bad as I was expecting it to be.
Yeah. For us here, it wasn't as bad either. But I was listening to the N9IAA, and unfortunately, other people did not fare as well as we did. So I did lose my flagpole, though. I have to think that it was already cracked or something, and I bought it in 2020, so it's not like it's that old. It's an aluminum sectional. I only had one flag on it, and it can handle two as advertised. But anyway, it was a 21-footer. A couple years ago, one section bent, so I took that section out, which made it about a 17-footer, and now it broke again. I don't think I want to take another section out. It'd be really short. I got a bush that'd be taller than that. But, yeah. So I got to get a new flagpole. But I only measured 32-mile-an-hour gusts. Whether or not my weather station got every gust, I don't know. But that's all I measured. So glad to hear you fared okay there, Mike. And, yeah, definitely our thoughts and prayers out to the ones that did not. So, Mike, thank you for checking in. Oh, let me see. Do you have anything else?
No, Kirk, that was it.
Okay, perfect. You have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. All right, next on the list, we have 89HT. Jason, do you have anything for the net? Uh-oh, I hope I got that call sign right. 89HT, or something similar.
That's what I heard also. So.
I think we got something with the All-Star system going wonky. Something's keying up for someone, but it kind of sounds more, computer-related, Pi-related, but not person-related. All right, so 89HT, Jason, I'm going to guess you're not out there, and thank you for checking in if you are listening but can't get to the radio, and have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. We did hear you, though. You were there, so if you're still there and you want to jump in at any time. N9OKA, we're going to skip you because we're going to come back to you. Hopefully I don't forget. So next on the list is N9YOU. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Thank you, Kurt. This is N9YOU. Not too much. Just hope everybody survived yesterday and last night and this morning. And hope everybody's all right and everything's okay. But, not too much here. Just going through the season seemed like all in one day today. So, that was crazy. But, oh, well, it's northern Indiana. Go figure on that one. But anyways, I don't have too much. Now back to you, Kurt. And I hope everybody has a good rest of the week and a good weekend. Back to you, Kurt. This is a 9YOU, and thanks for doing the net.
Okay, Brian, well, thank you for checking in. Not much of a net without all of you guys, so. And I could talk to myself. I'm pretty good at that sometimes, but. Yeah, definitely a crazy, crazy day. Starts out, well, this morning, I didn't even think about that. On the way into work, it was, what, 61 degrees? Something like that. I get to work after a few hours, and all of a sudden it's 44, then 32 or whatever. Yeah, crazy day. And then snow on the way home. That was a lot of fun. All right, Brian, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Last but not least on the list is KA9BLM. I know you said no traffic, but I don't know. It's customary on this net to go ahead and ask you, do you have anything for the net, Keith?
And I know you were going to ask me that anyway, so I had to go off, not patting my own back because I was out there with you, but I is not team, and it takes an effort for those to come together to make what happened last night happen. So my hat goes off to those that were all out there doing it in the while the storm was going through. Other than that, no other traffic, sir. In fact, you have control. 2A90LF.
Okay, Keith. Yeah, they did an excellent job on that net on N9IAA, and they actually, we do nets here, too, on this repeater, but fortunately, we haven't had severe weather like they had last night, so they did an excellent job. I was listening in between talking on this repeater, so they definitely did an excellent job. They had a lot to deal with, so yeah, my hat's off to them as well. All right, Keith, and if you participated, Keith, my hat's off to you as well. So, Keith, you have a good evening, good rest of your week, and thank you for checking in. And I'm glad you remembered that I was going to ask you anyway. Just what I do. All right, I did not forget, and I'm okay. Hey, go ahead with your article, sir. This is AC9HO Net Control.
Thanks, Kurt. Before I start out with the article, first of all, I want to speak that I'm concerned for Rob. The W9PRK, I just met that rascal Saturday and come over to my house. I am concerned for him and his family. I called for him last night, but got no response. But I did want to say that up front. And today about 2 o'clock, me and my boys were out in the yard jumping my pickup truck. It was snowing. Good grief. Last comment I want to make was, it was pretty cool Monday night on the JSI repeater. Everybody out there, his name was Mike, so we had a Mike net. Okay, well, now for the article. FCC reports to Congress on the 6th year of Pirate Act, wrapping up another year of action taken against unlicensed radio broadcasters in the United States. The FCC recently submitted a report to federal lawmakers summing up its enforcement activities in the fiscal year of 2025. I'm going to take a quick break here. Since Congress enacted the Pirate Act, an acronym for Preventing Illegal Radio Abuse Through Enforcement, the Federal Communication Commission has been responsible for reporting its annual activities with the enhanced power it was given through the January 2020 legislation. Its most recent report covers the government's fiscal year of 2025, which ran from 1st of October 2024 through the 30th of September 2025. According to the report, the FCC issued 28 notices to property owners or managers for permitting illegal broadcasts from their premises. 17 of those were directly related to one of the so-called pirate sweeps the FCC conducts, concentrating on 5 markets found to have the most pirate stations. In the same period, the FCC went directly after the radio operators themselves, issuing 6 forfeiture orders and it's 10 or 18 notices of apparent liability for forfeiture. Separately, it entered into 3 consent decree agreements with radio pirates. Each agreement contained a 20-year compliance plan. It is not known what the total monetary penalties will ultimately be for any of the violations issued, though the amount specified in the original Pirate Act have increased over the years. Adjusted for inflation, the penalties now carry a maximum of $122,661 in U.S. dollars per day, an U.S. dollar maximum of $2,453,218. Although the FCC is responsible for these enforcement actions, the agency does not collect the amounts. That task is given to the U.S. Department of Justice. And finally, there is an all-points bulletin up for a radio station, AC9HO, for conducting or for having conversations with a non-ham radio operator. N9OK, back to the control.
Oh, Mike, you almost kept it together there. Right at the end, you lost it. That's great. That was good. Oh, well, Mike, thank you for that article. It's very interesting, but I like the last bit the best. That was great. Oh, anyway. All right, Mike, thank you for that. Thank you for checking in. Have a good evening, good rest of your week, but I'm sure we're going to hear more from you later. All right. Any more general check-ins, anybody, anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
DLP comments.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
It would be a little unorthodox, but it wouldn't be illegal for him to cross band.
Yeah, I don't know about that because he doesn't have a call sign.
You'd have to listen to GMRS repeater like 675, where he would talk and you'd hear that, and he would listen here on 97.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that makes sense. Yep. See, there's always a loophole.
Yeah, it's the same thing we do with Mars.
Yeah, that makes sense, and nobody's illegal, because me personally, I don't have a GMRS. I have nothing against it, just I've never went and got it, thought about it, just haven't done it yet.
I've got a GMRS repeater up on 725, plus I got the license, so yeah, if everyone wants to just jump in, I can listen to him and then relay it to you, and then he would listen to you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll have to see. All right, Dave, thank you for that. Let's see, anybody anywhere? Please call now. All right, I don't know if I got 2 in there or 3 in there, but I got KI9E and WB9YPA. Was there anybody else?
Alpha Delta Niner, Hotel Tango, 89, HT.
Jeff North Liberty, 89 HT, I believe they were calling you earlier. and you didn't respond. KC9, NAP, North Liberty, no traffic.
Okay, somebody came in with Jeff there. Yep. Anyway, station to try to check in when Jeff was talking. Try again, please.
N9NKK.
All right, seems like a good stopping part, or spot for the moment. We got KI9EWB9YPA, KF9WW, KC9NAP, and N9NKK. We'll start at the top of the list. KI9E, Jim, do you have anything for the net?
I get anything current into the net. No traffic here. Just checking in. KI9E, back to you, Kurt.
Okay, Jim, sounding good. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have WB9YPA. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
I do not condone operating pirate radio stations. However, I wonder how many people have ever wondered, or I should say, have realized how many really good broadcast engineers that there are that have operated pirate radio stations when they were younger. Nothing else to add on top of that, so back to net control, WB9YPA.
Okay, Mike, yeah, I'm sure we all have some stories that could get us in trouble from the past when it comes to radio. So, not me, of course, nope, I'm not one of those, but yeah. Yes, for sure, and for anybody that's curious, I counted all the mics we have so far, not counting the ones you're talking into, but all the mics we've had check in, and we got, I got to recount it because I lost it, so we got, there's one, two, three, four, five, six, we got six mics checked in tonight, so, it's mic night, apparently. Mike, thank you for checking in, sounding good, coming through that all-star there. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. Next we have, yeah, the Mike, KF9WW. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
KF9WW, good evening to everyone in the net. Thanks, Kurt, for running the show. Inching closer to the antenna farm in the attic. I have six runs coax as of my son's visit the other night, so now we're trying to configure the antenna, so hopefully I will get some good signal reports in the future here, so that's the update. Over.
Okay, very good, Mike. The only thing I would say is that microphone of yours is a little touchier than what we're used to hearing, so on that new radio you got. Sounds good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not dissing it at all, just a lot of going on, which I try not to do. I'm listening to myself and seeing if I'm doing it, so I'm not being too hypocritical. but man, it sure sounds good. You're coming a long way from, just a few months ago. You could barely get in the repeater.
No, thank you. Is it too hot? Should I tone it down, or is it just proximity to my face?
I'd say it's just proximity, because, yeah, when Josh is on that radio, it's a loud mic, you know, a loud radio, so that sounded great right there. I don't think I would change a thing wherever you were at.
Where I should be, off the backside and top. Okay, we'll try to remember that. Thanks, and have a good night.
right, Mike, very good. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And before I forget, because Jeff mentioned this for me, 89HD, I did get you in there the second time. My apologies. Jason, do you have anything for the net?
Hey, Kurt, thanks for picking me up here, 89HT. No traffic to report. Sorry, I missed my call off the list. Had to step away from the desk, but just wanted to get back in and say 7-3 to you and all the stations out there. Thanks for taking the time to do the net. Kurt, as always, you do a phenomenal job. This is 89HT. Clear.
Okay, Jason. Well, thank you for the kind words there, and thank you for coming back and saying hi again, and 73 to you as well. Have a good evening, a good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. All right, KC9NAP, I know you said no traffic, but it's customary for this net to go ahead and ask you, do you have anything for the net?
Well, we can check in, supporting this frequency, and I have zero traffic, but thank you, KC9NAP, North Liberty.
All right, Jeff. Well, thank you for checking in, and every week checking in, that's really good, too. So thank you very much. Have yourself a good evening, a good rest of your week, and that radio sounds good as always. Next on the list, we have N9NKK. Scott, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, Kurt, a couple things. First of all, do you have me in there? I'm on HD right now.
I would have never known you were on HD. That's how good you're in there.
Okay, a couple things. We do have, remind everybody that we do have VE testing at the MAC Center this Saturday, 9 o'clock. Show it. You can show up a little bit earlier than that if you want to. So far, we've only got one gentleman signed up for testing, although we have enough guys there to do the testing and everything. So if you want to upgrade or do anything like that, we're there just off of 30 at the MAC Center, Saturday morning, this Saturday at 9 o'clock. And then one other thing, I'll let it drop here for a second. Just some good news, and maybe you covered this. I didn't make last week's on that, and maybe this is old news here, but House Bill 1152, signed into law by Governor Braun, gives homeowners associations, the tenants of homeowners associations, some relief from regulation of amateur radio antennas. Any new documents by homeowners associations signed after June 30th of 2026 cannot restrict, impede amateur radio run lines, coax, towers, antennas. It's pretty broad spectrum, so that's good news. But that only applies to adoption of rules after June 30th of 2026. This was brought to light by two gentlemen, Hunter Reed, KD9YLQ, and Campbell Reed, KD9GXE, I believe, along with State Senator that they got that passed through the Indiana legislature. At 9NKK, we're clear.
Okay, Scott. Well, no, that was not mentioned on the last net, and I missed that as well. So, yes, thank you for that update. That was very informative. Unfortunately, it doesn't retro back to current homeowner policies or rules and regulations or whatever, but at least for new ones, it's a step in the right direction, let's say that. So that's really cool. Thank you for that, Scott. Thank you for checking in, and thank you for letting us know about the VE testing as well. So just to repeat what Scott said, for anybody listening that's on GMRS maybe right now, possibly ready to take a test maybe, VE testing at the MAC Center in Valparaiso, right? Right, Scott?
Yeah, it's at the MAC Center. It's south of 30, right there by the airport. Pretty easy to find. It's where all the EMS and police, SWAT, and firefighters train. And they come from all over the United States to train there. It's a really nice facility, but the Valparaiso group has secured kind of a, I guess, almost a permanent home there. I hope it's a permanent one. And they allow us to use some of the rooms over there for our testing and stuff like that.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I know right where that's at. So, all right. So, again, at the MAC Center, 9 a.m. this Saturday for VE testing. So, if anybody's interested, Scott, what's the best way to contact somebody to sign up? You might have said that, and I might have missed it. My apologies.
Well, the best way is to actually just go to the HAM study website and sign up, find the Porter County group at the MAC Center and sign up for that session. That would be the best one, and it'll go on the roster.
Okay, yeah, and we have the link for that. And also, let me, while we're talking about it, go to the VE testing here on the website. To get ready for your amateur radio test, if you don't have a license already, you got to go to the FCC website and get your FRN FCC registration number. You must have an FRN from the FCC before you can take an exam and receive a call sign. We have the link on the website for that at the lpcarc.org website. And then number two, like Scott just said, register for the exam on hamstudy.org. Create an account, sign up for the Porter County VE session. Again, that's hamstudy.org. Again, no more paper testing. All tests are done online, which in turn speeds up the process. So, yeah, if you got any questions, you can ask on the net here. We can try to help. But you got to do those two things before you take a test. Scott, do you have anything you want to add?
No, Kurt, that pretty much covers it. Just wanted to remind everybody in case, not a whole lot you can do outside right now, except this is good antenna weather. I always do my best work in below 30 temps is usually the way it goes. So, yeah, hopefully to see some people there maybe taking an upgrade test or whatever. All right, N9 and KK, everybody on the net, have a good evening.
Go on, man.
All right, Scott, thank you for checking in. Have a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks for all that information. That HT is working perfect. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, concerning VE testing, you say there's no more paper testing. It's done on the Internet. I have a question about cameras and whatnot. Do we have to provide our own, or how's that working?
Well, that's if you take it at home. If you go to the MAC Center and take it there, you don't have to worry about cameras or anything. Scott, I don't know if you have anything for the at-home testing, any information on that?
All the iPads and stuff so that you can take it electronically, and we're there to help you through the whole thing. But, yeah, there are groups that do it totally online. I don't know. You do have to have a webcam, and you have to be able to see the person's face that's taking the test and the keyboard and all that other stuff. So I'm not real familiar with that. I haven't done any online stuff. But the online that we're talking about is electronic filing because they no longer support any paper filings.
It's just the filing that you're referring to.
Well, in the testing session itself, it's all electronic. So no papers before when we would do it, like at the HamFest. I would send for a packet from ARRL and tell them that we'd need so many tests of this variant, that variant, this variant, and then how many different testing sessions we would need and all that stuff, and then they would mail that out to us. So they no longer mail anything. They don't accept mail for anything. They don't do any paper jostling of any kind, which really helps the FCC and the VECs, the ones that are coordinating everything from the VEs. It helps them to get the people that do pass their test, it helps them to get their license within just a couple days instead of waiting a week or 10 days.
You two kind of quieted there to begin with, but
is there, and we don't have to have cameras there because it's proctored. We have the knees in person there with you, so we don't need any of that stuff. But yeah, we've got everything. It's kind of a just bring yourself and a calculator and show up, okay? And 9NKK, we're clear.
Thanks for letting me in there, Kurt. N9OK, back to net control.
Yeah, no problem there, Mike. No problem, Scott. Thank you for giving out that information there. Yeah, Mike, in case you don't understand, the cameras are only if you take the test at home. No cameras are needed there at the MAC Center because they have VEs that are going to watch you and look over your shoulder. No, just kidding. But they'll keep an eye on you there, so no cameras. And you don't have to bring anything, just yourself and a calculator. So there you go. Easy peasy. All right, we do have a Hamdot live check-in here. He was in. Maybe he's not on the radio. Oh, he's back. KT9EYX, Wesley, do you have anything for the net?
Hello, this is KT9EYX. I figured I'd transmit since I upgraded my antenna. I just wanted to know if you could hear me good.
Well, you made it in there, Wesley, but you got quite a bit of hash behind you, making it a little hard to hear you. I think you were clearer before with the other antenna. Did you? Oh, yeah, you're using that one that goes in your window, correct?
Yeah, I'm using a 3-foot, 1-meter long one now, but I'm trying to get my orientation.
Okay, yeah, I think you were actually getting in better with the long rubber duck you were using last week. You were almost full quieting. Now you got quite a bit of noise with you. I can hear you just fine, but you got quite a bit of noise with you. Yeah, if you want to change the orientation of that and give it another test, go right ahead. Uh-oh, did we lose you, Wesley?
No, I'm still here. I just used my antenna. I don't know if you can hear me any better now. It's in my window.
No, unfortunately, it's about the same. I'm curious, though. If you put your original antenna back on, I'm curious to see if you go back to where you were, because it could be conditions. It may not be your antenna or where it's at. It could be the conditions tonight. All right, if you went back to the original antenna, yeah, that's not working tonight. You were better the way you were. Unfortunately, sometimes that happens. It depends on the weather, you know, everything, propagation, all that. So I would definitely go back to the original, or not your original antenna, but the antenna you started with tonight. All right, we're giving Wesley just a couple minutes here to switch antennas, checking his radio for him. Please stand by. This is AC9HO Net Control. That's not standing by, Mike. Go ahead, Mike, with your question.
When the time comes, I need to take my extra test. And I don't know that I've heard it's a no-no or whatever, but I have a question about my calculator. It's a Texas Instrument 36X Pro. And is that okay to bring that to the test?
I don't see why not. It's a calculator. I don't think they give restrictions what kind of calculator, just not the ones that have the answers written on it.
Okay, thanks. N9OK, back to net control.
That would be my guess anyway. I would have to think there's no limitation on what kind of calculator. So whatever helps helps you find the answer. Wesley, did you get the switch back over there?
Yeah, switch back over. My only assumption is that the port engine didn't use it very well, so that's probably why there's a bunch of noise.
Okay, yeah, it's weird. I know typically you're getting in the repeater pretty good, but I can't say it's anything on your end at this time, unless it's every day, because there are days where this repeater just has a hard time hearing any HTs, and this could be one of those days.
I think I typically have a lot of noise. I just need to be messing around because I live in the woods, so there's a lot of explosions up the trees. So I think I just need to be some messing around or walk around the yard some to figure it out.
Okay. Yeah, I know last time you checked in, you were crystal clear. It was very surprising to me because of where you're located in North Liberty. That's a little bit of distance from the repeater, but if you were outside when you were talking, then that would explain it, or by a window, that would explain it too, but yeah. But you're getting there. It's working for you now, but it's not as clear as I've heard you be in the past, so. It's possible we go to 6-1 and you'll be crystal clear. So that's how it works for some reason. I don't know why. All right, Wesley, if you want to test it in a little bit, feel free to jump in anytime. Just say, hey, throw your call sign out there and comment something. Get my attention, and we'll test you again. Thanks for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, one more quick call for general check-in to anybody anywhere, and then we'll get started with the information part of the net. So anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
10-9-VSN.
89-ALK, coming. Stillwell.
All right, acknowledging N9VSN and KE9ALK, and I want to take this time. We haven't even done the information part of the net yet, and I'm already at 28 check-ins. If I hit 30, then I broke my record by 2. We're at my record right now, so if there's anybody else out there, anybody, anywhere, to give me 2 more check-ins, or more. Okay, maybe later. All right, N9VSN. Paul, do you have anything for the net?
No, sir, I can't really think of anything other than glad everybody's got through the storm last night. Took in a little water in the basement here. The police parking lot was completely flooded, but I think we came out pretty well compared to some other folks. I think it was Lakeville. We had a couple fatalities from the tornado, but all good on this
one, 10-9-VSN. All right, Paul. Well, glad to hear you're good on your end there. And yeah, there was a lot of rain there. At one time, my weather station was saying it was 3.8 something inches an hour. Of course, it didn't rain an hour straight, but I didn't even look to see what the total rain amount of was. But it was saying 3.8 an hour, so that's a lot of rain. But I know I got to take my pump out to the pool and start pumping the cover off again. So trying to keep the water off that cover so that it stays clean for when I go to take it off. All right, Paul. Well, thank you for checking in. Sounded good on that HD tonight. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have KE9ALK. Thomas, do you have anything for the net?
Greetings, everyone. Nope, nothing for the net tonight. Just checking in, and thanks for doing the net, as usual. And I'll be listening to KE9ALK.
Okay, Thomas, well, sounding good into the repeater tonight. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. I'm going to let the repeater drop, and then we'll get started on the information part of the net. This is AC9HO net control. All right, first off, area nets, area district 1 net serving Lake Porter and LaPorte, Jasper, and Newton counties. The Aries District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a PL tone of 173.8. There is also a net for GMRS license stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700. Again, that's 462.700 for GMRS guys. Positive offset and a 141.3 PL tone. Then we have the information, Aries information and training net every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time on the K9JSI repeater with a negative offset and a 131.8 PL tone. I have listened the last couple Thursdays, but I might not have been there right at 8 o'clock. Have not heard that net, so I'm not sure it's still going on at the moment. And we have the LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net, the first Saturday of every month on this frequency, 146.970 W9LY. Beginning at 11 a.m., please check in with Net Control Operator W9DLP 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. The next siren testing net will be April 4th. Michiana Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on-the-air net on the K9DEW repeater, frequency of 147.330, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And if the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And we have the Fulton County Skywarn net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central on the K9RCR repeater, 442.700, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday night net every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater, 147.255, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the frequency coordination net every Friday starts at 7:30 Central Time on the GMRS Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700. Then we have the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net, this net, every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater, 146.970. This net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte, Indiana. We had a really good club meeting this last Monday. Had, I think, 26 people and myself hosting the whole thing because the other officers were busy and could not make the meeting, so it was more or less just a gathering of people. It wasn't really a meeting, but it was a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun, for sure. The next official club meeting, and it should be an official one, will be April 15th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meeting, though, you are encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solar demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. We'd also like to announce that membership dues can now be paid online via the website. Just go to lpcarc.org, and on the left side of the homepage, click Club Membership. Then when the next page appears, you will see in the center of the page, Membership Form. Fill that form out for our records, and under there is a Pay Online button. Click the Pay Online and fill out all the fields. All the fields must be filled in for the transaction to work properly. I need something to drink. I didn't bring any enough to drink tonight. Come to our club breakfast, 8 a.m. the first Saturday of each month at the Sugar Bowl Restaurant, 402 West US 20, Michigan City. We have another club breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. Michigan City EMA is accepting applications. Go to the Michigan City Police Station lobby, fill out your application, and then turn it in to Captain Jesse. Again, Michigan City EMA accepting applications. And if you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or looking to learn more about radio and or POTA, come to the Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting, and that's coming up soon. They haven't started quite yet, but it's going to be starting soon. Just to play radio or hang out if you want. Ask questions. If you have problems programming your radio, somebody there can probably help you out. It's a good place to go if you want help or if you just want to hang out with people that like the things you like. Starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern. Goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Potato Creek POTA, get on the 147.330K9DEW repeater to find out more details of upcoming gatherings.
And on YOU.
I purposely left the space just in case. Go ahead, Brian.
Thank you, Karen. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But also, too, we have a website. It is called PotatoCreekPortable.org. And there's information in there. There's event calendar and just information. And also, too, I believe there's a link to our Discord, too, on there also. So just to let everybody know, it's www.potatocreekportable.org. Back to you, Kurt, and 9YOU.
Sorry, I'm learning how to type, apparently, for the first time tonight. I'm having a heck of a time. But yes, I am on your website. I will add that to my preamble, and that way we advertise your website every net. But yeah, Potato Creek Portable, there it is. Cool. Now we got more information. Good place to find out when they're doing stuff. Looking at the calendar now. There we go. Looks like, depending on weather, March 14th. So something this Saturday, does that sound right?
Yeah, I think Robert just did that, so it's basically all, you know, just depending on the weather. There might be somebody out there that might not. It's hard telling, but yeah, the 3-3 is another way too if you're not sure, or the Discord, because I know sometimes, as you know, Kurt, somebody will get on there like Friday night or a Saturday morning. Anybody going out there or not? So yeah, either the 3-3 or the Discord. That way you should know for sure if anybody's going to be out there.
Okay, very good. Looks like you got some VE testing on here as well. Groups like Potato Creek Portable, Elkhart County Skywarn. Got some links on here. You even got the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club. Thank you for that. And, yep, just kind of checking it out real quick here while you were talking about it. Cool. I'll have to check it out a little closer, but that's cool. Thank you for that, Brian. All right, so, yeah, look on Potato Creek Portable for especially some of you new guys that are looking to check out HF, because keep in mind, even if you don't have a general, you go to an event like that, whoever has either general or extra, you get to use their license, per se, because they'll be sitting right there by you. So, yeah, so you'll be able to play radio, not just watch them. So you can actually get on there and make contact. So it's a lot of fun. So definitely check that out. All right, we're going to do weather at a glance once I let the repeater reset. This is AC9HO Net Control. All right, so this is bipolar March. Just a heads up. I think we all figured that out, didn't we? Tonight, 20% chance of snow showers before 7 p.m., cloudy during the early evening, then gradual clearing with a low around 29, northwest wind 10 to 20, gusts as high as 30. Thursday, sunny with a high near 43, west wind 5 to 10. Thursday night, 50% chance of showers, mainly after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 38. Windy with a south wind 5 to 15, increasing to 20 to 30. After midnight, winds could gust as high as 40 miles an hour. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 47. Windy with a southwest wind 25 to 30, with gusts as high as 45. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 28. Northwest wind 5 to 15, gusts as high as 25. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 41. Saturday night, rain, snow, likely, mainly after 1 a.m. Rain and snow. Cloudy with a high around 33, chance of precipitation is 60%. Sunday, rain and snow, likely before 1 p.m., then rain. Some thunder is also possible. High near 54, chance of precipitation 90%. Remember, they're bipolar March. Sunday night, rain and snow. Some thunder is also possible around 22. Breezy with a chance of precipitation of 80%. Monday to start your week, a 40% chance of snow, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, with a high near 27. Jeez, oh, Pete. I was just kidding, March, Mother Nature. Yeah, she's not playing nice this year. All right, and I almost forgot. We did mention it earlier, but we got the tailgate ham fest. I'm going to let the repeater reset, and we'll mention that. All right, as we were talking about earlier, July 18th this year, the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club is having a second, we'll call it a mini ham fest. It's a tailgate ham fest, so you can drive your car in there, open your trunk, and boom, there you are, you're set up for $5. $5 for sellers, $5 for buyers. Now, if you're a big seller and you have a trailer, or if you have like a tower or something you want to bring and it's on a trailer, we're going to charge you an extra $5 only because it takes up two spots. So, $10 if you have a trailer. So that's not bad either. Setup will begin at 8 a.m. for vendors. Bring your own tables. Set up out of the back of your car, your truck, whatever. Admissions for buyers will start at 10 a.m. Talk-in is 14661 and 14697, both 131.8 with negative offsets. The address, for anybody that needs it, 3354 West Schultz Road, LaPorte, 46350. It is under the tower, the big concrete tower at the corner of Schultz Road and Highway 35 North. Visit the website, lpcarc.org/hamfest, for updates and more information. Sponsored by LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club. Like I said, we'll be announcing this every week until July. All right. I'm going to go ahead and open the swap and shop. Any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale, wanted, loan, borrow, the swap and shop session is now open. Please call Net Control now. Okay, the swap and shop will remain open for the rest of the net, and I do have a question on ham.live from KE9EWP, and he's a new ham, so this is a good question. Well, all questions are good questions, really. What does that mean to let the repeater reset? Do you have a dashboard in front of you? I do not. I do not have a dashboard. What it is, there's a 3-minute timer on the repeater, and if you go past that timer, the repeater will stop transmitting even though you're still talking. So it's kind of like if somebody's sitting on their mic, it's a way to keep the repeater from getting too hot. It'll shut down for maybe a minute, and then it kicks back on. But and if you're still talking, you'll still be talking. So we just try to keep it from hitting that. It's called the timeout timer. So we have certain individuals that almost make it a, what do you want to call it, like a challenge to see if they can get right up to it just before it times out. But yeah, that's what I mean. just resetting it so that it doesn't cut out in the middle of my presentation. All right, any more check-ins, general check-ins, anybody anywhere? Swap and shop is open. Comments, questions, anything at all, please call now.
Back to you.
Oh, my apologies, I doubled with somebody. Go ahead.
KE9EWP. Thank you for that explanation, Kurt. And we've been highly remiss in not wishing you a happy birthday, sir. Back to you.
I should have keyed up just when you said that. Well, thank you very much, Mike, for that. Yes, it's my 49th birthday today, so thank you very much. I know a lot of you have posted on Facebook for me, so thank you very much for that. But, yeah, just another day, you know. I had, what did we have for dinner? That's a sub place, that new place over in La Porte. Can't think of the name of it now. Oh, darn it. It'd come to me when I least expect it. But anyway, I just had sub sandwiches for dinner tonight. So, but this weekend, we're going somewhere and I'm having a big, fat, juicy steak. That's my plan. Thanks again, Mike. All right. Anybody anywhere? Comments, questions, anything at all? Please call now.
Comment. Still a pup.
There's the two mics. Yes. Jersey Mike's, that's what it was. Jersey Mike's is a new place. Go ahead, OKA, with your comment. And I heard you in there, WW.
Good, great. What are you trying to pull here? Happy birthday, Rascal. I didn't know it's your birthday. But, yeah, happy birthday, Kurt.
Yeah, well, thank you. That was by design, but that's okay. Mike let it out. That's okay. I don't mind. I try not to advertise, right? Oh, that's funny, Bob. That's funny. Yeah, Jersey Mike's right next to that exercise place for you. You're right. I need it. There is no doubt about that. You guys got all kinds of jokes today. That's great. All right. Check-ins. Anybody anywhere? Comments, questions, anything at all, please call now.
WB9W, checking in from Chicago.
All right, Mr. Pete. You're number 29. WB9W, sounding good from Chicago. Do you got anything for the net tonight, Pete?
Oh, not really. I hope the gasoline prices are cheaper in Indiana, cheaper than Illinois. I don't know what they are. I was just came back from California, where they got $5 gas, and pretty high for $5. We're lucky we have it under. We got it around here in Chicago, right around $3.25 now. So one of those things. Okay, WBNW. That's my comment.
Okay, Pete, well, you got us beat. We're at 359, according to Bob here. He posted on ham.live. So 325, that's doing better than us, which is surprising for Chicago, to be honest. We're typically lower than them, but Indiana has not come down really that much this whole summer. I mean, we weren't as high as we are now, but it really hasn't. I said summer. It's not even summer yet, you know. Anyway. But I think the lowest we got was, what, 220, something like that. But yeah, this whole, we won't even get into that. But anyway, Pete, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. All right, anybody else, anybody anywhere, comments, questions, swap and shop, anything at all, please call now.
Hello, Delta 9 Victor Bravo Echo Randy in Portage. I got nothing for the net other than just checking in. 73.
All right, I got two stations in there, but I heard KD9VBE Randy. Now, see, Randy makes it difficult for me because he said he has nothing for the net, so that kind of answered my question. That's, man, I don't know what to do with that, Randy. Because typically, if somebody says no traffic or whatever, I still we'll ask you if you got anything for the net. So, Randy, do you have anything to add?
The only thing I'll add is I can't wait for some warmer temperatures to come back. I got some little bit of snow popping.
Yeah, okay, Randy. Yeah, I feel exactly the same way. I'm over it. I was over it the first snow we had in November, so yeah, I'm ready. I'm definitely ready. I'm getting the itch to get outside and do stuff. But Randy, you proved my point. Everybody always says no traffic, whatever, and I always ask anyway, and there's always something, even if it's something small, to add to the net, like wishing for warmer weather. That's great. Perfect. Thank you, Randy. Thank you for checking in. And thank you for being number 30 for the first time ever on the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net. We have never had 30 check-ins, and you are number 30, my friend. Thank you for that. Have a good evening and good rest of your week. All right. There was somebody else in there. If I did not call on you or if we haven't talked yet, please try again.
89 EWP, I do have something for the net.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. You're a little quiet again, so, but go ahead.
89 EWP, they say that autistic people take things literally. That's simply not true. People who take things literally are called kleptomaniacs. Back to you.
That's a good one. Mike, have you been listening a while? Because we used to have a segment in this net where we'd have some dad jokes and things like that. That was perfect. That was perfect. I got a really good chuckle out of that one. That was great. Anyway, anybody else? Anybody anywhere? Comments, questions, swap a jump, anything at all, please call now. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. All right, we will make that last call. I appreciate everybody checking in. Once again, had fun tonight. Had fun at the club meeting, and Bob, that was too kind. That was really too kind. Bob says on ham.live, setting all kinds of records, club meeting attendance. I don't know if that was a record or not, but it's been a while. And now the net. He says, my popularity must be key. I don't know if that's it or not. Maybe people just want to hear me screw up a lot and laugh at me. I don't know. But that's okay, too. I don't mind. All right. I will now, this concludes the session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. We had 30 check-ins for the first time ever. Thank you to everybody that checked in. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is Kurt, AC9HO. I did not forget my name. I just stumbled again. Net control clear at, what time is it, 8:41 p.m. Central Time, 73, and have a good evening.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Kurt.
Happy birthday to you.
That's too good. Oh, you guys are too good. That was great. Thank you very much, everybody.
And many more.
You're welcome, Kurt, and I owe you.
And did we lose Rich? Evidently.
Yeah, he must have fell asleep. Went to bed early tonight. AC9HO. That just means we can talk about him more.
Yeah. Start calling him Figment. Figment of our imagination.
Oh, that's rich. That's rich. That's good. All right, gentlemen. As many did last night, late night last night because of the weather. I'm a little tired, and I need something to drink. So we're going to shut this thing down, or this radio anyway. The net's already shut down, but we're going to shut it all down. 73 to everybody. Have a good one. Try to stay warm out there. Well, I don't know when, because it's like up and down. But anyway, 73, AC9HO.
73, Kurt. Midnight, okay.
73, y'all. KE9, EWP, signing off.
Yeah, I'm concerned about Rob. W9PRA. Dane. N9OK for ID. N9YOU, N9OKA. Being there, Brian.
Good evening, Mike. I get back with you. I'm on a landline. N9YOU.
Now, time out here. Man, is that a recording? I always get that. Every time I call out to you, you're on the phone. Is that a recording?
No, it's just funny. It's like same way with me, you know, when I call people. But, I'll get back with you here in a little bit.
Good dream. Isn't that okay?
CMN Network, MI3.
N9OKA,
89GY. MI3 Network.